Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our meditation this morning is Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 7, printed for you on page 7 of our worship folder. Has there ever been a time in your life when you were completely, totally dependent on someone else? Well, there was, right? When you were a baby. Well, what were you dependent on? You were dependent on your parents. And pretty much you were totally, completely dependent on them. They had to feed you. They had to change your diaper. And if you wanted to get from one place to another, they had to pick you up and move you, because you were totally, completely dependent on them. Now, we probably don't remember that, but we know it's true. You know, sad to say, I have seen people and I have visited people in, you know, in nursing homes and other places who are also totally and completely dependent on other people in pretty much the same way. They need someone to feed them. They have to have their diapers changed again. And if they're going to get from one place to another, someone has to move them. And they don't like it, right? We don't like it. We don't like to feel that we are dependent on someone else for anything. In fact, you know, even a baby. You know, how old does that child have to be before you start hearing the words, "No, I can do it myself," right? We don't like being dependent on other people. What about now? Are you totally, completely dependent on anyone right now? And again, we don't like to think that we are. But yet, when it comes to our spiritual life, when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our eternal life in heaven, we are totally, completely dependent on God. You know, sometimes we resist that, right? We don't like to think that way. We don't like to think that our getting to heaven is totally, completely dependent on God and not on us. Kind of goes against our human grain, doesn't it? But yet, in this word of God before us today, that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is reminding us of, how totally, completely dependent we are on God for our eternal salvation. Look at what he says in the first verse. He says, "But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy." When did the kindness and love of God appear? Jesus, right? Well, when God sent Jesus into this world, Jesus was the epitome of God's kindness and love. And why did God send Jesus? When the kindness and love of God appeared, he saved us, right? He sent Jesus to save us, and we know exactly what Jesus did to save us. You know, he grew up, he lived that perfect life, he went to the cross, he died on that cross, he paid the full price for our sins, he rose again from the dead, and what was the reason? So that you and I can be here today being absolutely sure that because of Jesus, our sins are forgiven and we are going to heaven. But notice what he said. Not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. It had absolutely nothing to do with us. There was nothing you or I have ever done or can ever do that prompted God to send Jesus. It was strictly the kindness and love of God. And I'm going to read for you the words that Paul wrote to Titus just before these, and it kind of helps us understand how completely we're dependent on God. He says, "Remind the people," and that's what Paul's doing for us. So as you listen to this, now think of it this way. God is reminding you of some things that he wants you to do. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, to show true humility towards all people. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures, living in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. It's not a very good description of people, is it? But yet it's true. Paul had to remind Titus and told Titus to remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities because they were not being subject to rulers and authority. He told them to be obedient and to be ready to do good because they weren't being obedient to God's commandments. They were disobeying God's commandments and they weren't doing the things that God had commanded them to do. They were not to slander anyone. They were to be peaceable, considerate, show true humility towards all people, and they weren't doing that. They weren't being peaceable towards people. There was a lot of malice, a lot of envy and bearing grudges, a lot of self-centeredness, a lot of arrogance. Does that sound familiar? I mean, really, couldn't Paul be writing these same words to our society today? And if you think about it, couldn't Paul be writing these words to each one of us individually? Reminding us to be subject to rulers and authorities. How do you feel about the government? What do you think, say, and how do you treat our current president, mayor, and governor? Maybe we need a reminder, right? No, we all have our personal relationship problems where we don't live at peace with one another. And sometimes we do slander one another. And sometimes we do have hatred in our hearts. And certainly there's other people that have hatred toward us. It's there, isn't it? It's there in every single one of us. And why does Paul feel he has to remind us of all these things? Well, to show us how completely dependent we are on God. Because after he lists all of these things that Titus had a problem with, that you and I have a problem with, that's when he says, but when the kindness and love of God appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. See what he's saying? Totally, completely dependent on God. And he also tells us how God did that. He says, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. God saved us, and he said he did it through the washing of rebirth and through the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Washing of rebirth is an obvious connection to baptism. In fact, when he said the word he uses for washing in the Greek is the same word Jesus used when he said, go and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them. What did God do at baptism? Washing of and renewal of the Holy Spirit. See how he connects it to the Holy Spirit? When we were baptized, when we bring our children to be baptized, God very clearly tells us that the Holy Spirit creates faith in that baby's heart. That the Holy Spirit takes our child, took you and me, and made us children of God. Not because of anything the child did, but because of God's mercy. And this is so important. Do you ever have someone say to you, I've had people say it to me all the time, I don't understand why your church baptizes babies. It just doesn't make sense. How can a baby believe? Right? How can a baby accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? You know what the answer to that is? A baby can't. But that's not the right question, is it? The real question to ask is, can the Holy Spirit create faith in a baby's heart? Can the Holy Spirit make that child a child of God? And what's the answer to that question? Well, of course. People don't understand that it's not because of righteous things we have done, but because of God's mercy. I mean, just think about the way the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit, it's a washing of renewal in the Holy Spirit. It's the baptism. And the Holy Spirit creates faith. How does the Holy Spirit sustain and strengthen our faith? How does the Holy Spirit make our faith grow? As I mentioned in the children's message, he does it through the Word, right? And again, it's nothing that you and I have done. It's all dependent on the Holy Spirit because we're all sinners. And that's why Paul reminds us once more, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. To be justified, to be declared not guilty of our sins. Why? Because of God's grace. Because of God's undeserved kindness. Because the kindness and love of God appeared in Jesus. And Jesus, having justified us, having declared us not guilty, gives us the sure hope of eternal life. It's all dependent on Jesus. And sometimes we don't like to be dependent, right? You know, we like to think, well, wait a minute. There's got to be something about me. You know, I'm the one who has faith in Jesus. It's me who believes in Jesus. Well, that's true. But why do you believe in Jesus? Because the Holy Spirit worked faith in your heart and strengthens faith in your heart through the Word. And you think, well, God's got to reward me a little bit because, well, okay, I'm a sinner. I know. And you just pointed out some of the things I do, but I'm a whole lot better than a whole lot of other people. It's not going to cut it, is it? Because it's the kindness and love of God appeared, who saved us not because of anything we have done, but because of God's mercy. So having been justified not because of us, having been declared not guilty, forgiven, not because of us, but because of his grace, we have the hope of eternal life. We are just as dependent on God for our salvation as a little baby is to move from one place to the other. And maybe just one more baby application. You ever see how much a baby appreciates mommy? Yeah, have you ever picked up a baby and immediately the baby starts to cry? And you know, why, what's wrong with me? Why is the baby doing this? And you hand the baby back to mom, and what does the baby do? Immediately stops crying, right? And that dependency, even though kids fight against it, and I can do it myself, what happens every time a child gets hurt? What's the first thing out of their mouth? I want my mommy. Even my almost 6-year-old granddaughter says that. She gets hurt. She's at our house. She doesn't say, Grandma, Grandpa. She says, I want my mommy. Why? Because she knows the love, and she knows the comfort, and she knows she can depend on mommy. Well, isn't that the way we are with Jesus? Every time we sin, Every time we fail to do what God tells us to do, every time we do the things that God tells us not to do, what do? I want Jesus, right? I need Jesus because he's the only one who can forgive me. He's the only one who can get me into heaven, not because of me, but in spite of me, right? And my friends, that's the message here. Realize and understand how totally and completely dependent you are on Jesus to get to heaven. When the kindness and love of God appeared, God saved us. Amen.